There was a lofty ship, and she put out to sea, and the name of the ship was the Golden Vanity. As she sailed upon the low and lonesome low, as she sailed upon the lonesome sea, she had not been out but 2 weeks or three, when she was overtaken by a Turkish reveille. As she sailed upon the low and lonesome low, as she sailed upon the lonesome sea, then up spake our little cabin boy, saying, "What will you give me if I will them destroy, if I sink them in the low and lonesome low, if I sink them in the lonesome sea?" Oh, the man that them destroys, our captain then replied, £5,000 and my daughter for his bride, if he sinks them in the low and lonesome low, if he sinks them in the lonesome sea. Then the boy smote his breast and down jumped he. He swum till he come to the Turkish reveille, as she sailed upon the low and lonesome low, as she sailed upon the lonesome sea. He had a little tool that was made for the use. He bored 9 holes in her hull all at once, and he sunk her in the low and lonesome low, and he sunk her in the lonesome sea. He swum back to his ship, and he beat upon the side, cried, "Captain, pick me up, for I'm wearied with the tide. I'm sinking in the low and lonesome low, I am sinking in the lonesome sea." "No, I will not pick you up," the captain then replied, "I'll shoot you, I'll drown you, I'll sink you in the tide. I will sink you in the low and lonesome low, I will sink you in the lonesome sea." If it was not for the love that I bear for your men, I would do unto you as I did unto them. I would sink you in the low and lonesome low, I would sink you in the lonesome sea. Then the boy bowed his head and down sunk he. Farewell, farewell to the Golden Vanity, as she sails upon the low and lonesome low, as she sails upon the lonesome sea.